We love hip hop.
You know what's funny? Because like, I'm getting ready for the interview, like preparing for you, Kofi, right? And right when I'm getting ready to leave the crib, Kendrick drops. Right. And the thing is here, I'll give you a quick, you know, just disclaimer, I guess we'll call it. Instead of just doing regular interviews type shit, like I like to have open conversations now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we already had the full interview with you also in the beginning. Like, when was that? Like 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was like, a long time. Maybe three.
Really?
A lot has happened since then.
Holy shit, man. Wow, man. It's been that long, eh?
Been a minute.
Well, okay. So let's get into it. You know what? You should put on some headphones for a quick second.
Nah.
Let me do something for our listening audience. What you got? You got some tunes you want to start off with here? You got any special requests?
Like me?
Yeah.
You got to spin that new Impatient.
Impatient? Okay, let's spin Impatient for the listening audience here. Let's see if you want to pull up, get your SEO over here. Okay, I see your monthly listeners going on over here. Okay. That's what I'm liking right there. Let's get it popping. Some vibes, eh?
The Afro beats, you know?
Gotta tap into the roots, man.
Of course, always.
Don't even ask me to do any kind of Ghanaian accent or anything.
Nah, do it.
Yo, kill me. Missing you love me more every night.
Where were you
record this? In Toronto?
Yeah. Why?
I want to. Okay, let's get into it. Let's get into it. The reason I asked that, because that's got some real, real vibes right there. It feels like you wrote that when you're on a beach somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It was freezing January in Toronto. But the vibes came out anyways, you know, nonetheless.
Well, listen, fam, we're glad that you brought the vibes, as you always do. Let's get into it. Before we get into it, I want to give a big salute to the sponsor. It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread off top. You know what I'm saying? Hit the like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Also, big salute to the sponsors, Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Diamond Club_Canada. If you need some of that loud, they got the best loud, best edibles, pens, all types of good shit. Use the code We Love Hip Hop and get yourself a little discount on anything under order. And once again, find them on Diamond Club_Canada. Also, if you need some of that blem, hit up Steaming Hot Grabba. Okay, they got peanut butter grabba, red rose grabba, all the different types of grabba flavors and dispensers, shakers, all types of good shit. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba. And you could also use the code We Love Hip Hop if you want yourself a little discount. You know what I mean? Gotta pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So listen, man, last time we had a conversation, like you said, it was like 3 years ago now. A lot has happened. You know what I'm saying? And I've been watching you like via the gram mostly, seeing the different moves. You like to post and delete. You know what I'm saying? You don't keep up all your posts. So.
Yeah, I archive a lot.
Yeah. So every time there's an update going on, I got to make sure to keep a mental note for the next time that I talk to this gentleman. So with no further ado, you know, I'm sweating this hot ass studio today. With no further ado, we have JMG Kofi in the motherfucker. So what's going on, man? And oh, also, we got Lucas in the building. You know what I'm saying? Mover and shaker, manager extraordinaire, like just the guy that you need to know if you want to make sure that you get your way in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? And it's good that you're here too, because then we could really chop it up about all things music.
Absolutely,
right?
Man. Thanks for having me, man.
Right? And bring your mic a little bit closer so we can get the proper amplitude. You know what I'm saying? What's been going on with you, fam? From the last time I seen you, over the last 3 years, different cities that you've been to outside of Toronto?
Yeah, I've been everywhere.
Talk to me.
Since the last time we spoke, 2 European tours. Started being a pro athlete again. So
Yeah, I saw that. Okay, so break down the first European tour and like how did that come to par?
So it started off, I was in Lagos. Red Bull had a they had like a, what would you call it? It was like a dance competition.
It's like a American Idol version of a dance competition, right? So they had him come out and perform at like the finale.
Okay.
It was crazy. It was on a boat.
Really dope. Wild.
Like they're all dancing on the boat.
Yeah.
People are like voting and whatnot. So yeah, they brought us out there. And the same time I had a song with Peruzzi.
Okay.
So we were at his crib one night and his manager was there. His manager's name's Bizzle. He's also CK's manager. So
Shout out Bizzle.
Yeah,
Bizzle's
the goat. Super shout out Bizzle.
Super shout out Bizzle.
Yeah. So from there, you know, we had the connection and found out CK was going on a tour. Need an opener. Boom, boom.
So take me now through the experience, right? Like, did you already have a set of people who knew your music over there in the crowd, or was it like winning over the crowd for the first time type shit?
Some of the places, I'm not gonna lie, I was winning them over for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the places, there's actually people singing along, like Paris. It was crazy. I don't know how. Like, there was a girl caught me after the club. She was like, yo, I know every single word to the song, this, that. I was like, that's crazy. We're in Paris. But you know, like the other places, like we were in Dusseldorf. How do you say it?
Yeah, you got it. Dusseldorf.
And
shout out Dusseldorf, man. And
like, listen,
shout out the Dusseldorfians.
My passport has no stamps. Okay, so you're just throwing out random names. I don't know if you're in France, Germany, whatever country, right? So
give me the
name of the city or the town and the country that goes with
where
it.
Where is Dusseldorf? Is in Germany, right?
Yeah, Dusseldorf.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying it. Yeah, yeah. It's German, super German.
There's two dots above the O.
Yeah. Above the U. both, probably. I don't know.
And are you traveling around like the Euro train type shit?
Yeah, yo, the trains over there are crazy. Well, we're doing both. We're also driving, but the trains are crazy. That's the best way to, like, they go 300 kilometers an hour. You know?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like, yeah. And they're smooth. You know, you can do your work, like, not work, but you know, I'm mixing and mastering tracks on the train, you know, with my headphones while we're on our way, editing set lists, figuring out what song I want to, you know, like, throw in to test out unreleased.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, the train's kind of the best way to move around Europe.
So you've traveled before that to like Europe, no? Or was that your first time?
Nah, I've traveled before for volleyball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like in this capacity where you're really starting to like go around and into the, you didn't get to go to no nightclubs when you're playing volleyball.
Nah, zero nightclubs, hotel, you know, gym, hotel.
That's like you're working in venues at this point. So what's that like now with this experience?
Nah, it's crazy. Yo, they show so much love out there. Like,
crazy.
Even though it was the first time they're hearing me and it's like, I'm the opener.
Mm.
They're not treating me like I'm an opener. Like, good luck opening in Toronto. You know what I mean? Like, in Toronto, you're opening, people are like on their phone, covering their next ear, trying to talk to their friend, trying to get there.
Holding up the wall. Fam? They got your back to you.
Yeah.
On somebody, you know what I mean? Having conversations.
Or screwing their face at you.
That was not the vibe, bro. I like, no cap, after every show, a fucking lineup to take a picture with this dude. They want his picture. And like, you know, it's one thing to catch some Instagram followers, bless.
Mm-hmm.
But yo, I'm watching the Spotify followers. Like, we had nights where he was gaining 80 to 100 Spotify followers.
Bro. Wow. Just off the performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
I'm watching the chart metric, bro. It's like, yo, like 50 to 80 was the average.
It's like they're there for the music, you know, like here they're there to see the artist, but they're like, yo, I'm here for good music. And when they hear good music, they just appreciate it. Doesn't matter who it's from.
So like, are people like in there with their phones Shazamming your shit?
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, like, I posted in Paris, I posted a video and like, you know, Kofi's like, yo, cut the music. And he just went a cappella.
Mm.
Dog, there's 2,000 people in this place, sold out. All of them had their camera lights up. It was like, this motherfucker's a headliner or is he the opener?
Yeah.
Nuts.
That's wild. That's wild.
So, I mean, as artists coming up, you know, on some free game shit, traveling.
And Europe. With this tour, right? The first tour. Did you have some hands in this or over here, Lucas?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
So can y'all take me through the process of getting on a tour in the first place? Not just me, right? Like for the artists who watched the network, a lot of people, they're just in their room making music. Some of them have crazy numbers, but they're not getting out in front of the people. And that's a whole different story. You know what I mean? That adds a whole different level to yourself as to your career as an artist. You know what I'm saying? Like now you can be your full artist when you get sold out shows, you start being the headliner, you know, and now you have to practice. you know what I'm saying? Like, so what's the process of even getting in that in the first place?
I mean, there's a lot of different ways to crack it, right? If you don't got a hit yet, it's a little bit more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, it's, we got to be creative, man. Like, a guy like Kofi, who's like a super likable dude, easy to work with, and the music's good. And, you know, I mean, for us, you know, even just to bring it back, when we travel, that's when the doors get open.
Yeah.
Like, that actually, the first tour was teed up through that trip to Lagos. That was how, because we connected, mm-hmm. you know, with CK's management. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, chopped it up. Hey, we got a tour coming up in Europe. What's good? Y'all got an opener yet?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was just a genuine thing, right?
Yeah.
And that was the same case for the second one, too. It was off, like, you know, a connection we had, right? And just built it from there, man. So, you know, sitting on your ass in Toronto, respectfully.
It's just limiting.
It ain't limiting, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't go out there to make that connection happen, but you know what I'm saying? We were fortunate. Shit, we ran into Stone Boy at the fucking radio station.
Yeah.
We did like a whole radio campaign while we were down there because Kofi had a record with Peruzzi, really dope artist from down there. And so we were out there promoting the record as well while we were doing the, you know, the dance competition performance. So we just ran to Stone Boy at the radio station.
That's dope.
And then it's like, oh, you got a European tour coming up?
Yeah. It's a lot of connections being made.
That's good.
Yeah. And even with you, Kofi, like, you know, since the last time that we spoke to now, what are some things that you've noticed even like about your growth? Like, do you notice some things that you were doing differently now that you weren't doing before?
Yeah. First off, the biggest difference I think is in the music itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of came out of the Toronto rapper mentality, like completely, you know, I don't think that's where my bag is.
Yeah.
So yeah, just trying to elevate my sound as an artist. I'm not saying I'm completely stepping away from that. I just think like this next project that I have it's like the highest elevation of Toronto music. You know what I mean?
You know, there's one thing I seen with you, right? When you first did the interview with us, you had a few songs that were out. And they were good songs, right? But then after when you left the interview, the videos that you came out with were very drilly, for lack of a better term. Why did you go in that direction at first?
That was just my life at that time. I was living a different life than I am now. So
yeah, like I'd seen Bear videos. Like I was like, wait a minute. He's one of the nice ones. I was talking all like, I was like smiling from ear to ear. This guy's such a nice kid. Then I see your next set of music videos. You're just outside. I didn't hear any op shit in there. But I was like, it's a little different, a little more aggressive.
That was literally just my life. And at that point, I was spending a lot of time in Toronto. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I love this city.
Mm-hmm.
But I think getting out traveling really helps you figure out exactly where you want to invest your time and where you know, what you really want to lean into and what you think is the best lane for you as an artist. So
at the end of the day, bro, like Toronto's it's a small market.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you're only popping in Toronto, chances are you're broke. You know what I'm saying? Like there's not enough money here, bro. And like, you know, shout out to like the Junos, but like, I know people who won the Junos and still take the fucking bus, bro. What we doing? There's not enough money here. You know, and I ain't shitting on a Juno. I'm just saying like, if you're only focused on your own backyard, bro, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's move around. You know what I'm saying? And like, what, you know, aside from like Toronto being the screw face and all of that, but like when you go to Europe and you see that nobody's holding up the fucking wall and they're lining up to take pictures, it's like, bro, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You go where you're valued, you know?
Yeah.
And over there, you're super valued. They're
just showing mad love over there, bro. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? On both tours. And then it's like, all right, so we're on this tour. This is a perfect opportunity to test out some new records, some shit that's unreleased, right? In front of these sold out crowds there, you know, 1,500, 2,000 people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Kofi starts testing out different records just to see how the crowd reacts. So he tests out fucking Impatient. And it's like, bro, they're singing along. What the fuck?
It's just not out.
Shit ain't out yet. They're singing along, dog. Like, what the fuck are we? Yo,
Did this just catch the vibe right away?
The next record.
Yeah,
bro.
It's because it's so like, the beat's infectious and it's easy to sing along the hook, you know? So from the first time they hear that, you know,
yeah.
Impatient, you know, I'm impatient. And the next time they're singing that and then the hook comes around again. Oh, it's crazy. The vibes, nuts.
So then we're like, okay, this is the next single.
Yeah. You
know? And now we're sending, like, I'm obviously on stage taking videos, everybody singing along. I'm sending that to the label, the DSPs, like, this is what's up next.
Yeah.
So then, now there's a story behind the record. Oh, you already performed in Paris and England and Germany and Amsterdam, this record. Like, oh shit, look at these videos, motherfuckers singing along. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And like, it just dropped and like, man, the proof's there, bro. I mean, they got a ton of support on Spotify, Apple. Like, they showing mad love.
So even with that, like, you know, I know with our city, as soon as you start doing things outside of the city, people start showing you a different type of love. Are you feeling that right now?
I don't think yet. I mean, I feel like I've always kind of gotten love from my niche audience in the city. Mm-hmm. Like, my number one audience is always in Toronto.
Yeah.
And they've been with me. So I don't know. I feel like more will come in Toronto because of that effect.
Yeah.
But I've always
had
my niche audience in Toronto. And they've always
facts, held me down. What you're saying is facts. Like, well, once they see you moving around, that's when it's like, they look kind of, if you're at the fucking same club every weekend, they look kind of crazy. Be like, this guy's up next, though. It's like, dog, I see him at the club again.
Yeah.
Like, this is the next. Nah. Like, you look crazy being like, this guy's up next. I just see him at the grocery store. Like, he ain't moving around. You know, meanwhile, like, you see somebody, you know, running around Europe. It's like, oh, okay. You don't look crazy saying he's up next.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Even like with people that you're meeting, like, I don't see you post a lot on the gram. So, like, you must be meeting people on tour that are photo worthy.
Yeah, I'm meeting everyone, to be honest. I just don't post anything.
What, like, the fuck you ain't posting, bro?
Talk to him.
Good, yo, because think
talk
about this, Friday. Though. I know it pisses him off, but think about it. Like, I'm in a room. Imagine it's my first time meeting you. You know, I'm a small artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pull out my phone first thing, get someone. You know what I mean?
Like, I know.
But here, we're here to do an interview. Like, I feel like this is it wouldn't be out of place for me to do it here. But imagine we're like backstage at a concert. Everyone's just partying. You know what I mean?
It can get corny.
Like, yeah, it's super corny. So like, I don't know, but I've been meeting people.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't know.
Yo, Lucas, you need
Kobe's
to.
Kobe's old school, man. He's on that genuine connection shit.
No, fam. What you need to do is catch some of those candid shots behind. Like,
I got him in the camera. Don't
no, did he? Like, but like,
yeah.
Wild mans are talking. Just, you know, you pull up on the side there. Boom. Take a shot. You know, you know, they're laughing. You always wonder how they got those ones, right? You got to have somebody just there taking the shots, or whoever's filming. You know what I'm saying? The homie, take the stills from there. Run those on the gram, fam. Because, yo.
Those candid ones are sicker anyways. Than like, can we take a picture and kind of fucking with the moment?
It destroys the moment,
depending
fam,
on the situation.
Again. Right? But like, can you give me a couple of names? I'm giving you the lane right now. Okay? The floor is open for all name dropping right now. Drop bare names on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
We love hip hop.
Reaching to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens, and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app, as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network, and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer.
PSA, like.
Nas, like, anybody out
like
there?
Drake. Like, I mean, he's in Toronto. It's different, but.
That's still a. Bro, I ain't met Drake since 2008, bro. So put it that way. Else?
Oh, Cole. I met J. Cole just. This guy was just walking on his own in Vegas. We're in like. I think it was a nice hotel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This guy just walking on his ones through the lobby. I'm just like, yo. What's good? I just went up to him.
I'm a fan. What about after parties or even like over there in Europe where man's from the States popping up to some of the Europe shows and you might have seen like, you're like, holy shit, what are you doing over here?
It was more like African guys.
Mm.
You
see Burner Boy?
Nah, I didn't see Burner Boy. That was one that I didn't, but.
I sound like a hella groupie.
That's one person I haven't met, but I mean like, yeah, when we were in, I don't know. There's actually a lot. Like when we were in London with CK.
Yeah.
So many people. There were like 10 crazy Afrobeats artists that like popped up.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were just cooling it backstage with all of them. Like feels. I don't know. I'm not good at name dropping, but there has been a lot. Because I know there's so many moments I was like, damn, I know people are going to say I should have probably taken a picture. You know what I mean? But. Why am I going to do that?
But yeah, take the genuine exchange, right?
Yeah. Genuine moment.
You know what? Don't even worry about it. I know there's part of it, like it helps with the gram and stuff, but like you're a long run artist. In the long run, it's going to help because that person is going to know, hey, when I met Kofi the first time, he didn't act like a groupie. Right. You know what I'm saying? his vibe is cool and the music's good. Yo, let's work. Mm. Rather than, yo, who's this clout chaser motherfucker trying to take a bunch of pictures?
Met this guy one time. He has his arm around me on the ground like we're best friends.
Big bro.
Yeah. See, I can't do those ones. That's just so corny. Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I do want to ask something kind of like personal. Like, are you hinged right now? Are you in a thing?
I don't really like to talk about it.
We don't want to talk about it because like anything like details, because I know you're moving around. That probably can get tough, bro.
Yeah, I move around. I do my thing, you know?
You're going from tour to tour. You're seeing things. I'm like,
tour is crazy.
You're friggin' 7'9". You know what I'm saying? Walking into the room, light skin and shit. No Diddy. Okay, but I'm sure after the show, the girls are like, yo, so what's going
on? Yeah. I don't know. Tour is fun. Tour is a fun time. But so is being an athlete. Being an athlete is fun, too. I'm not going to lie.
That, too. Bro, you got the world in the palm of your hands, eh?
Legend in 2 games.
I hate these light-skinned niggas, bro. They just be running around killing everything, bro. Volleyball, too. I seen you posted. What's going on, fam? I thought you were off of that.
So I was for 3 years, but I wanted to establish myself in music to a point where I could, you know, go back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm there. You know, like, I'm not saying that I don't have work to do in music. I have a lot of work to do in music. You know, like, I got to maybe level one in music out of like 6, you know? Mm-hmm. But, I'm at a place now where I could take 4 months off from being publicly moving around in that space too, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Being a full-time professional volleyball player. And I'm still making music and I'm still doing everything that I need to be doing as an artist over mm-hmm. there.
Still winning championships.
Yeah, yeah. And winning championships. So
even with that, like, were you training the whole time while making music? Or so that, you know, you'd have an easy transition, like if you ever decided to get back into it?
So I didn't play volleyball for like 3 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing Muay Thai. So like every day, like crazy, like tried to drag Junior there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're training on tour, dog. Like pre-show, like we're training
all of it.
Laps and all types of shit. Kicking the laps and kicking the heavy bag.
Everything, everything. I was sparring.
Yeah, we're using pillows as targets in the fucking hotels type of shit.
That's crazy.
Like I'm telling you, like if I didn't go back to volleyball, I would have already had a couple fights under my belt by now. Just because I wasn't terrible.
So you're a physical fitness guy, like for real, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I don't work out like intensely, I go a little crazy. So
yeah, yeah.
It's important for me in order to be at my best mentally and musically. Mm-hmm. I need to be working out.
Big facts.
You know, it's so interesting that you mentioned that because like I look at you as you know, we talked about your upbringing coming from Scarborough and you know, getting into the UCLA volleyball from back in the days, right? Mm-hmm. So you always had like a direction that you were going in. This has really kept you on point.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that a little bit more? Because like, bro, you come from different circumstances where you could really go left mad times, bro. How is the music and the, you know, physical fitness, not just volleyball, but just physical fitness kept you centered, bro?
I mean, like I have a great team around me, you know, that helps keep me on track, but you just gotta, I don't want to sound corny saying this, but like, you gotta be good to your body and your body be good to you, you know? So like, if I'm not taking care of myself, like working out wise, I'm not going to be as creative. I'm not going to be as like motivated. I'm not going to be as organized. And to be an artist is one thing to go in the studio and freestyle some stuff when you're drunk.
Yeah.
It's something else to do this as a full-time job. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there's a lot more to the job than just, you know, rapping. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I don't know.
How do you divide the time? Like between now getting back into the volleyball and I would imagine it's more full-time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're on call, you have a season.
Yeah.
Right. So how do you do both?
So I guess it's like, it helps because when you're playing in Europe, there's a time difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I'm done everything over there, it's like 6 p.m. But that's only noon here. And then it's only 9 a.m. in L.A.
Yeah.
So that's when the label starts their day. Mm-hmm. So from 6 to midnight, I can do my full day of work after my volleyball stuff. in the morning. And I don't really burn out because there's such different things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you do need some kind of sleep. Like, when what's your amount of sleep that you're getting?
Nah, I sleep a lot.
Yeah? You're getting like, your 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours?
Yeah, I'm getting more than that. Because, like, when you're, I don't know, like, at least last year, this team, we didn't really practice before, like, 10. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 12 to 9, sleep. Plus, I also have, like, a great team around me, you know? Like, I have Joe. He's like, he pulled out to Finland with me.
Shout out, Joe.
Yeah, Finland and shit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Viking shit.
Crazy.
Yeah. Wow, man. Bro, the amount of different things that you might have, like, you've seen over the last 3 years has probably opened your mind like crazy.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's so important to, like, when you leave home and when you, like, I like to change my reality. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, being on tour, that's one reality. Being at home in Toronto, that's one reality. Moving to LA, that's the next reality, you know? Moving to Finland, next reality. I feel like the more of those you can live, the more connections you get in those different spaces, but also like the more you open your mind and get more perspective on everything, including yourself as a person, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I like to move around like that.
What does it feel like when you touch back down?
It's cool. Sometimes you notice little differences, but like, it's like, yeah, it's cool. It's home, you know?
Yeah. Even for like the amount of different things that you're seeing now, things that you're learning, people that you're meeting. What are your thoughts on the way that the scene is doing now over here? And this is a question I'd like to ask you as well, Lucas. Like, over the last 3 years, okay, you're doing well. I feel like from what I'm hearing now, from what I've been seeing, like you're doing well. But what are your thoughts on the scene? Do you think the scene has come up as much? Or is this?
I think it's changing. I think this scene's kind of shifting from what was like rap dominated to like now. I feel like the more, I don't know how to say this, it's more turning towards R&B, which is, I think, a really strong point from Toronto, like for Toronto.
Mm-hmm. A lot of really dope R&B artists from Toronto too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even like the hip hop artists, they're still there. But like a lot of them, I feel like there's like some more R&B influences, which is kind of nice to see.
Hmm. Even like with you, like, you know, there's like the blog scene that posts a different bunch of like a bunch of different rappers and stuff, right? That are popular for whatever different reasons. But I've never seen you really mixed up in that. Do you think that there's two different Toronto rap scenes?
Yeah, there kind of is. There's like, it's kind of like how would you say this? There's like a,
you know what I mean?
There's industry like, rap there's, scene, and then there's like a.
I mean, yeah, there's some dudes using polys for marketing, mm-hmm. right? And then the blog's jumping on it. You know what I'm saying? And that's how they're marketing the records.
Yeah,
that's one approach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you can make like really good music that, you know, isn't just Toronto focused, and have a way bigger fan base and make real money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, yeah. But there are like, artists that blur those lines.
And you can. And like beef fucking sells at the end of the day. I mean, the biggest artists, you know, they be on their bullshit. Like, you know when Kanye's about to drop because he just said something crazy, anti-Semitic, or this, that, and the third. And it's like, you know that like when you don't hear his name, he doesn't have an album coming. So like he understands, like, you know, you gotta
stir up some kind of drama.
Bullshit to get people talking about you sometimes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It is an easier route, you know what I mean, to be on some bullshit for sure. Well, I mean, shout out to you. And like, you know, people like yourself who are putting this work and shining a light on the scene, you know, I think that's something that is growing. And, you know, I mean, you deserve your flowers, bro. I mean, you're out working a lot of these motherfuckers, man. Like, you are on your jail every day. And, you know, we need more of that. You know what I'm saying? I talked a little bit about this before. It's like, you know, in the 90s, not to bring it all the way back, but, you know, you come from that era too, like the 90s hip hop scene that came out of New York. Look at all those platforms that came from that.
Yeah,
the Source, you know what I'm saying?
XXL, yeah,
the Source, XXL. I mean, Genius is over there too. All the radio stations, Breakfast Clubs, all these. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? These platforms that helped that scene flourish and grow. You know, and I feel like we have a little bit of what that was right now in Toronto. Like,
yeah,
you know, we travel, man. Like when we're moving around, where y'all from, man? Like, oh, you from Toronto? Like, yo, motherfuckers, posse changes. Oh, you're from Toronto. What the fuck's going on over there? Like, there's something in the water. You know what I'm saying? Like, because there's an undeniable amount of artists who are coming out of the city. So people are paying attention. So with all that being said, I want to see more platforms like supporting the scene. This is how we grow.
Yeah.
And like you're one of those dudes that, you know, the forefront. Yeah, no, so shout out to you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm always promoting like we should have 10 We Love Hip Hops.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Why don't we have our own breakfast club? Like not everybody's a fucking rapper. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know what I'm saying? If you're super tied up in the industry and you find it interesting, you know what I'm saying? Like there's a lot of opportunity to like, you know what I'm saying? Because there's an undeniable. Like when you start listing the artists out of the city who were moving around and having international success, it's a fucking long list, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Aside from like obviously the Drakes and the Weeknd and the even Tory Lanez.
No, we got Toby, you got Kofi doing his thing.
Yeah. Pressa's killing it, killing it. You know what I'm saying? Daniel Caesar, mm-hmm. Jesse Reyes, Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Like Alicia Carr, been doing her thing. Yeah, like, bro, people. Who else? It's a long fucking list. Bro.
So many. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Northside's been killing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Long list.
No, it's a long list of people, man. And even with the different things that with you, Kofi, like all of the stuff that I see in the media and or just like with the rap game, you do so much. Like from back in the days when I did the when we did the interview with you, right? Mm-hmm. You had millions of streams. Mm-hmm. But I don't hear you get mentioned enough, bro. Why do you think that happens, fam?
I'm just too calm, quiet. I'm not into any politics, you know? No drama going on.
Or just fake beef, man. Let's go.
You think that's what it needs? Like, I don't really think that's what we need to just get that attention. Fake beefs. There got to be more than just fake beefs, bro.
It's an easy one, at least.
Yeah, people definitely like drama. They like to know the story and why this person just dissed this person and what he said and why that bar is sick.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They like to know those. It's crazy, man. Like, there's so much different things that we see about the rap game and just what people want to see. But then, like, for you, I see you have a long run. You have a long-term play going on here. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Even with now, like, with your studio approach, you have a different approach or like, what's your approach now when you go in the studio?
It's kind of, I guess I'd say it's more intentional. Like even the studio setup, like I'm a gearhead. I like to buy a studio gear. I've spent like over 80 bands on studio gear.
Wow.
But with that being said, I sold a lot of it because now it's just super intentional, you know? Mm-hmm. So like the pieces that I spend on, it's like, those are like my vocal chain going into the computer is nuts. You know what I mean? And, I don't know, like on the music side, it's kind of the same approach. I have a couple people that I work with, just a few people. And we just go in. I record everything at home. They pull up. We make music. That's it.
You can make beats too, right?
Yeah. Usually I end up producing on almost like on the majority of projects I put out, on the majority of songs in every project I put out, I end up producing on it.
Mm. So in a long-term goal aspect now, like, you know, you're independent right now.
No. I'm signed to Red Bull.
Oh.
Shout out Rebel Records.
Yeah, shout out.
Red Bull has a record label?
Yeah, bro.
Full record label.
Yo, put me on, fam. Like, see, this is the thing. When I'm digging for information, I ain't seeing this, bro. Mm. So, one, when did Red Bull get a record label?
A long time ago. They had a massive record in the 90s, like a rock and roll record.
From who?
That song called again?
Like, who else did they put out?
Sale.
Sale?
Big record, huge.
That's
huge.
The name of the band?
I think the AWOL Nation.
Did it go Diamond? Like, it was huge.
Massive. I don't think it was in the 90s, though. Wasn't that like the 2000s?
Okay, sooner? Okay.
Like probably maybe early 2000s or something?
You don't know that song, though?
Oh, man. You don't make me have to go do a YouTube search now. The track is called Sale. You'll hear it and
you'll be like, this song. Yeah.
Let me go.
But more recently, like, shout out Blast. He's a label mate. He's been doing his fucking thing.
Okay, Blast from LA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's been like the top priority on the label for a few years now. And they've done a phenomenal job with him, man. He's killing it.
I'm not even going to look this up. So Red Bull, they have been had a record company. Like, how did you guys get into business, man?
They're kind of, so the reason I think it was a great fit is because back when I signed, it was when I was still in school.
Okay.
So I was still doing volleyball. This was before I quit.
This is a while back you signed to them.
Yeah, holy, it's been a minute. And they were like, they were kind of leaning into the idea that I could do both, you know? I could be a pro athlete and a full-time musician. So, yeah, I mean, it's been great.
So the fact that you were an athlete, they came in seeing that, like, was that like, are they helping you on the athletic side too?
They aren't yet, but.
I mean, it's separate, right? It's like two different businesses. Like the record label is one thing and then like the brand is a whole other thing.
You know what I'm saying? But like, it's but still now, Red
the
Bull.
Fact that he's doing the athlete thing.
Yeah.
Now that I spun back to it, I don't know. We've been having some conversations.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. You hell see yeah. a little Red Bull patch on the volleyball on the volleyball uniform and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wear an arm sleeve or something.
Yeah. Damn.
There's definitely
man.
Some benefits. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely drink Red Bull before every game. Not every game. Like a serious game, if I want like an extra 1-2 inches on the vertical, yeah.
We're in a Red Bull. They say Red Bull gives you wings, no?
Nah, it actually does.
That's crazy, fam. I did not know. Fam, I didn't even know that from the first time that you came through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we never unhatched that.
Yeah, no. So at that point, I actually wasn't. So it's a long story.
We're on a podcast, nigga. Break it down.
All right. So we did, basically after the first EP that we dropped, it was a mutual decision between both of us that I was going to do like an independent phase.
Okay.
And then, so we did that singles project and then came back for the last album that I did. And then, yeah, that one went great. And then we did an EP and now we're here.
So from like the label aspect, like how did they help with the process of like you getting the music out? Like once you're doing the music, what happens then?
Oh, it's, I mean, it's kind of in their hands. We collaboratively find a release date, and then tap in with their creative team to help get my vision across. And then, yeah. Marketing,
I mean,
team as
it's
well.
Just like any record label, right? They operate just like any other record label. And something that, you know, not to be slept on too is you can make phenomenal music when you're signed to a record label, but there's not this, you know, magical switch that gets hit, bro. Like, you can't just be like, hey, we got great music from our artists. It just, bro, nah, like, you need a story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The days of like, hey, this is a great record, we're going to get behind it, don't exist anymore, bro.
Yeah.
I actually feel like music's like 10%. It's the other 90% of the game is like the important shit, right? So when you're submitting that music, it's also that other element of like, well, these are like all the things that we got going on. We just came off of a tour. He performed a record. Look at the video of everybody singing the fuck along.
Yeah,
personally,
yeah.
Most, let's start there. You know what I'm saying? We did these interviews, you know, in Africa. We linked up with these, you know, these folks over here. We went to fucking to UK and did a whole BBC run and all the radio stations there. And, you know what I'm saying? And then like all the shit he's got going on here in Canada, et cetera, et cetera. You know,
the press stuff.
Like that's the, you know, we hand all of that over too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Like, all right. Now let's let Spotify and Apple and all of our partners know that like, hey man, like we working over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the key. Right? Yeah. It's not this like this fairy tale of signed to a major label and then there's this machine that just flipped the switch, bro. You got to do the fucking work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kobe's been doing the work. So that's why it's working.
No, real talk, fam. And like that's why I wanted to have you over here and have this conversation because like I'm there looking at all the different artists in the scene and people who are doing their thing. And I'm not going to lie. The scene has died down a lot over the last 3 years. Not to say that there hasn't been a plethora of like amazing artists out there, but the buzz. That Toronto buzz that was going on, like let's say 2019 and shit.
2018, 2017, when you could drop a video and it would catch a million views real quick. That whole wave. Remember that?
That's not happening right now. So now I think actually it might be a double-edged sword because I'm getting to see who's really putting in work and like where the talent's at. Right. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I gotta bring Kofi back in here and have a conversation. And I didn't get a chance to have a conversation with you the last time. I was just behind the camera. Shot at 1-2 questions, and you know what I'm saying. So I'm glad you've been able to come here and chop it up with me. Last thing I want to know also before we wrap up our convo, what's the long term goal? Like let's say, I don't want to say a 5-year goal, like 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying? Like between dealing with the music and like the sports, like
right. Oof. In 10 years, I just want to be on the sports side, obviously just playing at the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
On the music side, same thing. Both endeavors, I just want to be competing and performing at the highest level.
I need more. Like, I need, if you can see the vision of like what your life is going to be looking like,
mm-hmm.
like what the house is going to look like.
Holy.
What kind of like endorsements, like the things, like what your bank account number is going to be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the bank account number.
Like, let's say you have 500 million by the time you 10 years from now. What did you do to get there?
Oh, what did I do? That's got to be on the music side. Got to get some hits.
Mm.
One or two smashes that are going to be in rotation on radio forever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is the goal, because that is... That's not just income now. That's not just rich. That's wealth for, you know, me, my kids, and their kids, mm-hmm. and their
yeah.
kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, everyone. Generational wealth.
That residual bread.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then that's also coupled with a few championships and stuff like that
too. Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm one for one right now. One pro team, one pro season, one pro championship. So
mm-hmm.
swept them in the finals too. 4-0, holy.
Hold that. Broomstick. Hold that.
I got one more question on that, because like, it intrigues me. A lot of people assume when they see Kofi, he's a ball player, like a basketball player.
Yeah.
But you're a volleyball player, right? What does that look like when you're the winning team? Like, what is the fan base like? Like, I'm so out of the loop for that shit, bro.
It's different in Europe, yeah. Dude. It's different.
Yeah, it's like volleyball here.
You got superstars in Europe,
bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Volleyball here is not like volleyball in Europe. Volleyball in Europe is a serious thing.
So are you treated like ball players, like basketball players?
Yeah, yeah.
Big contracts and shit. Bro. Like, it's
like, there was a ball team in Loimaa, which is where we were playing in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
And we had more fans. Like, we had more people at our games. Like, our games, they'd have to lie to the authorities, like to the, you know, to the cops and shit, and say there was less people there than there was, you know, cause like the fire hazards.
Maybe going over capacity.
You didn't hear that from me though.
Wow.
Yeah, there's over capacity in the stadium. So. It's crazy. And the vibes are nuts. And people buying your jersey and, you know, asking you to sign.
Yeah.
They're wearing your last name on their back. It's crazy.
So you're like the Steph Curry of Europe.
I was doing my thing. My team was amazing though. Like, oh, I guess, yeah. Like,
yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, talk your shit, man.
you know what I really like, man? Like, during the whole like process of him going out there and killing it. And, you know, he posted something that I liked a lot. And he was like, you know, what would you rather? Would you rather be a signed artist or would you rather be a professional athlete?
Yo, that's
right?
Crazy.
And running that. So you run that poll, right? So he runs the poll.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, and some people surprise me. Actually, most people are saying,
well, most people, athlete, yeah, but that's because I noticed everyone was saying what they weren't. You know, all my musician friends were saying athlete, all the athletes were saying musicians.
Right.
You know
yeah.
I
mean? Yeah.
Right. So like, boom, then post the poll and then hit him with the bow.
What's the bar?
Both, motherfucker.
That's ballers want to be rappers. Rappers want to be ballers or something like that. I think Jadakiss has had that bar. So that's crazy.
So for me personally, I'm trying to see more of those kind of conversations of like, you know, that was the first step. Now, what's the next step, right? You know, like maybe it's, you know, a championship and a number one Billboard record. What would you rather? And then hitting them with the both.
What
I'm saying? Both. Motherfucker. You
yeah,
know?
Fam. Like, you're in a unique situation. I don't know if you're really taking this in. Mm-hmm. You're not on a come up sports level right now. Like, you're there. Okay. Like, you did the college thing. That's done. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like, you could basically say, you know what? Ah, fuck this rap shit. I'm just going to just be the sickest volleyball player ever, mm-hmm. or do both, or fuck off with a volleyball once you got it, like a hit song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, big salute to Steven Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think kind of being able to do both or doing both kind of makes me better at each. You know what I mean?
And you don't do either of them because you fucking have to.
Yeah, these are both passion things.
You like, do them because
nobody wants to wake up at 6 a.m. every morning and go to the weight room. You know what I mean? No one wants to do that. You do that because you love, you know, you love the work and you love what it is. And same thing with music. Like, ask any regular person to go on a stage with 2,000 people waiting for someone else to perform. And then now you have to go perform. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
All those people looking at you, you mess up, they're all looking. No one wants to do that. You don't do that unless you love it. So, you know, but what I'm saying, like they play off each other. It's like in sports, like both of these things, you're performing in front of an audience.
Yes.
You know what I mean? One is just objective and one's subjective, you know, music's subjective, sports is objective. You have a goal. In the tense moments in both, there's comfort in knowing that you've done this before in somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like game point, I have to serve game point for the championship in, you know, game four.
Yeah.
Tight game. If I miss the serve, it's not looking that great. You know what I mean? I'm like, easy, you know, obviously I'm going to do my thing. In front of 2,000 people in Dusseldorf that didn't know who I was and won them over. I can do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. It's
building that muscle, like to perform under pressure. Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Imagine all athletes. Well, there's a lot of athletes that make music, but we're making music on a level that are like competing with the music and then transferring those. Holy shit. Yeah. We'd be some way more monster ball players.
Who's
out
the top?
There.
Who's the top at doing that successfully? Who's the biggest?
Shaq?
Shaq had, he went gold.
Yeah. He went platinum, actually. Platinum. A few times.
There you go.
Yeah. But
I don't, you know, shout out Shaq.
Shamar.
Iverson dropped some records. Kobe dropped a fucking record, actually.
Kobe, he had the one with Tyra Banks, but Shumpert.
Really?
He Shump got rhymes. You know what I'm saying?
Never bagged it. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, Imar Shumpert.
But it's only like basketball players, it seems, that are doing the double.
Yeah.
Like, is there any fucking, you know, artists who are hockey players? I can't think of one.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. You might be the first professional volleyball player slash rapper. Mm-hmm. Or rapper slash professional volleyball player.
Artist.
There's one volleyball player who makes music, but he doesn't, like, he's not like signed. Like, he doesn't do it to like, he's not like a full-time musician. Like, even though I'm a full-time athlete, I'm a full-time musician. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think he does this to that level, but he's an amazing volleyball player.
So who set the bar then? Shaq set the bar for the highest performing?
I'm just playing.
But yeah, that's it. Shaq set the bar for the most successful athlete slash artist?
Yeah. So far, until Kofi gets a platinum record.
Yep, one platinum and then you're out of there.
Yeah, because other than that, like anybody else, they might like be in college and like be serious about their rapping and shit. You know what I'm saying? But the professional athlete, to be a professional athlete and an aspiring artist at the same time, that's already attained success in many different ways. Like, I commend you, brother.
Appreciate you know what I'm saying? Yo, I also get like, I get messages and DMs all the time from like athletes, like college athletes that also make music, you know. So it's always nice to see inspiring
people. Hell, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
No, that's dope, man. Listen, man, I think we could wrap it up here, man. I feel that we got to get to know what's going on with you, Kofi, get a good update on what's been going on with you. Just to see your growth, bro. It's been amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it. Wait, hold on. Before we wrap up, I want to know what you think. Did you hear that new track? The 6 minutes on YouTube?
Oh, the Kendrick track.
Yeah, the Kendrick track.
You know what? This is good. This is going to be going out in good time anyway. I did hear it. Like, I literally just heard it. Right?
Before we got here, you listened to it, right?
Yeah, like maybe about four or five times.
It just dropped, yeah.
Four or five times?
Yeah.
It's like 30 minutes.
I got bored after the first time.
No, I was chopping it up for the gram so I could put it up on the post. Mm. Then I'm listening myself again and again. And I listen to it through academics' reactions. He might got something here, but it's a good response to push-ups.
All right. I don't know if I agree. I'm a Kendrick fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been a Kendrick fan, like since Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. It's kind of been, for me, honestly, it's been going down a little bit ever since. And this, I thought it was a little corny. I'm not going to lie to you. What do you think?
Corny as fuck.
I mean, it's Kendrick. Like, it's hard to say that. He's like one of the greatest rappers ever.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah, yeah.
Listen, man.
This isn't his thing, though.
I don't know.
Battling?
Like, even Drake's diss is like, you can put on in the car and drive around and like, yo, yeah, it sounds good. Like, the flows are nice. It's in the pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like Back to Back was like a hit record in the club.
That's
like,
facts.
He understands. Yeah. Right? Like, yeah, there's replay value on his shit.
Yeah.
Kendrick, I'm surprised you listen to it that many times. But I listened to it once and I'm like, all right, that's the last time I ever listened to that fucking song. I'm bored as hell.
I don't think
and Kendrick fans are gonna go off and be like, yo, he fucking bodied him, Ray-tay-tay.
Oh, for sure.
It's not close for me.
They're gonna move the goalposts like crazy.
It's not close for me, dog. It's not close.
I'm not mad at it, but I still need to digest the song a little bit more to see if I'm like completely happy with it. You know what I'm saying?
Just try to fall asleep, dog.
Like, I understand you're doing two different things. One record is 6 minutes long. The other minute's like two and change.
His cadence is trash. Like, all of it. His flow is trash. It's like, I get it. He said some offensive shit, but like, bro, at least make it sound good.
What do y'all think about them dissing the Toronto accent?
I mean,
he went crazy on the fam and the Crody. Like, I was like, God damn, bro.
Wait till some Toronto guys are running around over there. They're going to, yeah.
It's not like LA has nothing dissable about it. You know?
Yeah.
Wait till Drake gets his hands on half the shit going on over there.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Hey, for me, the only reason I'm happy it came up because now we get to hear, hopefully, another response from him.
Well, apparently, Drizzy has more than one in the chamber, right? And this is round one. What do you guys have it now? Okay. If Push Ups and the track is Euphoria, right? Push Ups versus Euphoria, round one. What do y'all got?
Not even close for me.
It's not close.
Not even close.
It's Push Up by Landslide.
At the end of the day, like, yo.
I'd play Push Ups three times.
Don't sleep on, like, it's Drake. Like, Drake is an elite chess player. Elite.
This is his game.
He is, yeah. His response to this is going to
be first. Yeah,
seriously. Push Ups is a warm up. You're
in the same one. Do not. Elite chess player.
Yeah, I don't think it's close at all.
Sorry, like, it's not even close.
Yo, I'm bumping push-ups before the games. Like, you can't bump
dropping
Euphoria. Listen to that.
Wow.
I don't know. Yo, hold on. Don't get me wrong. I've been a Kendrick fan.
Mm-hmm.
But this, I don't know.
It's just not enough.
It was just weird.
Yeah, it was different. It's one of those ones where you kind of like scrunch up your face and you're like, am I okay with this? Like,
yeah, I didn't hear anything. Yo, honestly, I didn't even really.
It's hard
hear
to listen to. Like, wants us to sit there with a dictionary, like, sit there and try to digest.
Name
this
one bar from it. You're like, oh, I can't believe.
Talked about.
He said he was a bad father. Like, he's actually a good father. You see him all the time with his kid. That's not even a good diss. Like, it's not even relevant. It only hurts if it's true. And this guy's sitting courtside with him every day. He's seems like a good dad to me. What are you talking? So that's not even like a. At least say some real shit.
Listen, man, I'll just love it because it gives me content to be able to react to. You know what I'm saying? Like, after I do this, I'm going to go do another, probably a 2-hour live on this shit. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. Drop more. You know what I'm saying? In closing, is competition in hip hop healthy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Needed.
Absolutely. It's a fucking, this is a contact sport, man. Let's go. It's a sport, bro. It doesn't even have to be on some option. It's more of just like a competitive type of, I think like rappers should always be on go and prepared to, and they should always think they're the best and they let's go at everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to get weird and personal. I mean,
I got the master plan for you.
What?
Kofi. Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
You versus Toby. Take him out.
Holy. Me versus Toby?
Yeah, let's go.
Start right? talking shit immediately.
I think competition is good, bro. I really do.
Just get on the gram and be like, Toby, you think you got the hottest keep it lyrical. You know what I'm saying? Don't say nothing like, yo, whatever, like you too dark skin or whatever, but like it's the perfect. Y'all, listen, fam, I've interviewed both of y'all. Y'all are both 6 foot and change. Light skin versus dark skin. Yo, and you guys are both hella skilled. I'd get some amazing tracks. Let's go, man. A lyrical battle.
I'm definitely about it.
I'm not playing. Nah, you know what I'm saying?
No
like,
shit.
Good competition is healthy, fam. That's one thing, like, our city, I don't know if we're a little bit too sensitive for this over here, or maybe just the wrong people are trying to compete with each other. Because, like, we talked about the two different types of hip-hop that are in Toronto, okay? I feel that you're in the type of hip-hop that's not on the gully drill beef shit. You know what I'm saying? You're more in the industry friendly, the different things, right?
Right.
But you guys don't beef with each other. Yeah, they beef with each other all day on Twitter, all over the place. But like, you got the amount of good lyrical sparring that I would get from not just you and Toby, but like the Mike Shabs, all these different guys who are like really good at rapping.
Rap, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even like send a shot at Hawaii Mighty. Like, no, you're a bar. I'm hotter than you. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God. This,
hell yeah. We need more.
I would love that.
We 100% need more of that. I feel like I've seen some people online talking crazy with this whole, with this new beef between, you know, the boy and Kendrick.
And
it's like,
and the rest of the industry.
It's like this. Yeah. And everybody else that's, you know, 20 against one or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, this shit's normal.
It's not drill. It's not like, yo, when I see you, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, no, this is normal, though.
Yeah.
If you go back, like, there's tons of.
No, it's just healthy competition.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go more of this shit.
Don't worry, we'll talk behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I'll craft your master plan. And if you all see, like, let's say 2 months from now, Kofi just shooting at everybody, he comes out with his own control.
Holy.
Right? Just, you know, circle back to this episode here. Let's wrap it up, though, man. Thank you for coming through, bro. Plug anything that you got coming up. Anything you want the people to know.
New song just dropped, Impatient. I love it. I think, you know, we're talking about a hit song. I think that could be.
I think so too, man. That's a banger right there, man. And then on the sports front, what you got coming up, man, for the people, so that the people can tap in.
So I'm here in Toronto for like a week, and then I go to Team Canada Training Center. So I'm going to be on Team Canada all summer training.
And also, last thing before, like, where can I, like, I know where I can catch the music. Mm-hmm. I know where I can find you on Instagram. And where can I watch the games, fam?
Oh, so the games are interesting. I'll post it on Instagram because
like, can I get a link to like some kind of Euro TV shit or something, fam? Like,
put me on,
fam, or can I get it on my legal digital box that I have? You know,
as soon as I find it out, I'm gonna post it on my IG and everything.
Yeah, fam.
It's different for next year because I'll be in France.
I'm sure that like the people who. You know, especially the people who watch this interview and they're like, wait a minute, man's a professional volleyball player. They'd probably like to tap into some of the games, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Be like, yo, I'm watching from Toronto right now.
Holy, yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely going to post it. I mean, volleyball is a fun sport to watch, you know, especially when you have, you know, athletic people playing.
Yeah. Trust me, fam. No, but thank you for coming through. I got a shout out to sponsors one quick time before we get out of here. Big salute to the sponsors. Big salute to Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Diamond Club_Canada. And big salute to Steamin' Hot Grabba. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba. Do you have any requests for the road, sir?
Nah.
Run it impatient.
Yeah, impatient again.
Run it again. Just gotta take a picture. We are out on y'all.
We love hip hop. We love hip hop.
It was a camera.
We love hip-hop.